This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I've been traveling to what are called news deserts in Super Tuesday states to hear about the business models failing or informing voters as they go to the polls on Tuesday. Today, voices from a desert only an hour's drive from the center of American politics.
It is this newspaper's desire to print all of the news throughout King George County. And to
a paper
end,
called the King George News.
For your convenience, we have secured correspondents in every section of the county whose names appear
not
in this
hot
article,
off the presses, but yellowed in a museum. It's from June 1948.
Renee Parker, I'm currently the president of the King George Historical Society.
That vintage paper bit the dust decades ago. The last local paper published in this county was a different one called the King George Journal. Joel Davis was the final editor and publisher who valiantly kept things going for about a year till the final edition in 2017.
When I first got the job, three of the largest advertisers called within a month and, you know, pulled their advertising. And I asked why, and they said, well, you know, it's free on Facebook. Can you beat free? Well, obviously not.
Again, Renee Parker at the Historical Society, who once ran for county supervisor.
Unfortunately, there are, you know, whatever percent of the population will get whatever they need off Facebook. So they're reading whatever, you know, somebody's hoping that they'll believe because they believe it, which can be good and can be bad. We see a lot of that in our local elections.
The Freelance Star newspaper, published a half hour away in Fredericksburg, does have an ace reporter named Kathy Dyson, who gets over here when she can. It's owned by Lee Enterprises, which has papers in 25 states, and its staff, like so many newspapers around the country, given low ad revenue, is much reduced nowadays. Here's King George resident Lynn Pardee.
I do family law. I work with children mostly, and I work down in Montrose.
Half hour away.
And they have papers down there. I can read and know what the kids are doing at the high school. I can read what's going on locally in their government.
My name's Kara Gonzalez. I recently finished my four-year term on the local county school board.
A lot of reporters doing sustained coverage. What was your experience in terms of news media interest?
I'm going to say none, but I'd have to think about whether or not that's accurate. So you mentioned the Freelance Star, the Fredericksburg paper. I'm trying to think. We probably made a couple, maybe an article or two in there, maybe.
Well, my name is Ed Jones. I spent the first 18 years of my life living on the Navy base, which is the largest employer in King George County.
Stand by. Salatize will be three.
That's archive sound. Since the weekend we visited, crews were not firing their tests down the Potomac from Naval Surface Warfare Center, Dahlgren.
From the time I was in high school to almost 50 years later, I worked at the Freelance Star newspaper in Fredericksburg. I had just about every position at that paper you can think of, from film critic to editorial page editor to editor. It's ironic that the county is larger than it's ever been, more complex than it's ever been, and yet the news resources are depleted.
Even with smartphones full of information.
It has to be credible information. So how do you determine whether it's credible? Well, back in the day, if you trusted your local newspaper, they're not trying to throw me a curveball.
Some newsstands here display the Northern Neck Sentinel, a free publication from two counties over. The online edition we saw had headlines comparing, quote, leftist violence to 1930s Germany, and a headline, illegal aliens invade region. There was an item of local news from King George about county supervisors getting sworn in. This evolving media landscape places burdens on residents.
My name is Adam Simonoff, concerned citizen, live in King George, Virginia. Since 1983, I'm a retired engineer. I used to do my thing for the Navy. Force protection basically teaches us not to talk too much about it.
You have a theory that people create their own news deserts?
Yeah, I do. I think that if you don't want to look at mainstream media and then compare it to other media, and you only want to look at something that you agree with, you've now blocked yourself off and you've created your own news desert because you're not checking. You're going to listen to perhaps what a politician tells you, and you're not going to listen to what a news reporter tells you.